Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and two films up for review this week. There's The Whodunit, See How They Run, and a film out of Sundance, God's Country. First up is a film called See How They Run. It is a whodunit, and it has a pretty impressive cast. It's got Sam Rockwell, Saoirse Ronan, David Oyelowo, Adrian Brody, Ruth Wilson, and Harris Dickinson, and I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty disappointed by this, because when a good whodunit is good, it's great. But it's really easy to have a bad whodunit. And I think the biggest problem with this film is that it is simultaneously trying to poke fun at a lot of the tropes of the genre, but it is also exactly falling into them and following that formula. So it's sort of like they're talking out of both sides of their mouths, where they're like, oh, isn't this such a silly thing that happens in these types of shows, movies, plays? And then they do the exact thing that they've outlined, sometimes even acknowledging that they have done the thing that they are about to outline and that it is cheesy or overrated or whatever it is. And so it doesn't create a good feeling as an audience member. And then the other thing, I'm not going to spoil it, but you know, a good whodunit gives you clues as to who did it. And this one, I was like, this just comes out of nowhere. Like, was not fully paying attention about halfway through, because I was like, this is annoying. Like, I don't have another way to describe the film as annoying. It starts off and it looks like a Bobo Wes Anderson film. And maybe this is just because Adrian Brody's in it. Maybe it's just like the production design, maybe whatever. But so the premise is, it takes place in the 1950s in the West End of London. And again, it also gets very meta. A murder occurs during a performance of an Agatha Christie play. Also, there's a weird, I don't think it's that weird, but it is strange. So one of the characters, Harris Dickinson, plays Richard Attenborough, who I think a lot of people know from Jurassic Park, but obviously had a very impressive stage run, was in fact in Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, which is the play that is featured within the film. But I was like, okay, there's also a lot of references to Hollywood and sort of pop culture of the time things, but then they don't have a lot of them in it, except for this representation of Richard Attenborough. And so I'm like, what are you trying to do here? Like, who is this film for? Is this film for fans of old Hollywood, but you've only referenced a couple of the people? Is this for fans of whodunits, but you're also kind of making fun of them for enjoying the things that are classic to the genre, but that you are also participating in? Like, I don't get what is happening here. And then I think Saoirse Ronan is a very good actress, but the way her part is written is just so annoying to me, because she's very eager in it, and that's totally fine. But you know, I part of me senses that she was supposed to stand in for the audience, the everyman or whatever, and just be like, okay, cool, this is the person who did it. She plays a young police constable. And, you know, she's like, okay, well, obviously it's this person because of this new clue that's come up. And obviously it's this person who gets, but when it is fed to you in such an overt way, it becomes very clear, again, if you've seen any of these types of things before, it's like, well, of course, then it's not going to be that thing because you're calling it out. Anyway. This film does not trust its audience. Also, the plot itself is not that compelling or interesting, and the mystery, etc. Like, couldn't care less. Sam Rockwell cannot do a British accent to save his life. He's trying his best, you know, but it's just like, why cast Sam Rockwell as this? At least Adrian Brody, who can't do a British accent either, gets to play an American. But, you know, I there are some choices made in this film that I cannot understand or justify. And then, I'm not going to spoil the end, but there's some things that the way it wraps up, there's just like, no, thank you. I'm good. So unfortunately, because of the way it doesn't trust its audience and it follows this formula, but then also pokes fun at the formula and the performances and all this and just the plot itself, I'm only going to give it a 2 out of 5. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back. And I'm back. The other film I have this week is called God's Country. I saw it at Sundance, and I'm torn on this film. So there are parts of it that are very, very good. I think the biggest challenge with it is that it's trying to jam in a bunch of symbolism and metaphors and storylines and all this stuff, and it's almost too much for one movie, or the way that this movie handles it, it's not done delicately enough, and so it just kind of feels in your face for some of the things. But some of the storylines they do go down, I think, are really good. I just wish that they had taken another edit pass on the script and just been like, you know what, let's like pull these parts of it away. So it stars Tandy Newton as a professor living in the remote mountains, and there are these two hunters that are trespassing on her property. They are white, she is obviously black, and so, you know, there's a whole racial tension thing happening there that is very stressful, and I think that is one of the storylines that works very well. She's also dealing with diversity issues at her work, and this is where the whole professor thing feels very removed from the kind of backwoods nature centered story with hunters, where it's just like she's just in the middle of nowhere and like a mountain woman essentially, and then suddenly, you know, she's at this fancy academic party in whatever the nearby college, university, etc. is. So she's dealing with these trespassers on her land. She's also dealing with, you know, navigating a predominantly white academic system. And I think those are, again, some of the storylines that work really well, just because, at least for me as another woman of color, you know, I related to those scenes and understanding how challenging it is to exist in those spaces, let alone try and get traction or advocate for others, et cetera, et cetera. But then again, it's going back to this whole sort of battle of wills with the hunters. And that, you know, that's like a thriller horror movie on its own. And then there's this whole sort of, it's not like quite a political drama, but, you know, the politics of race and existing as a person of color drama. And, you know, there's an underlying tension of the race and gender part of it when it comes to the trespasser storyline, but it's not as that part of the story. She could have been replaced with a different character and it probably would have survived just as well. The other stuff, she needs to be her. And then there's like a bunch of stuff about her backstory that's where the film starts to lose me, where I'm like, okay, now you are trying to jam too many things into this, and that it complicates her relationship with both, not her relationship, but your relationship as an audience member to her character, especially given the current political climate with, you know, her academic career and also the way that she handles property situation going on. So I think Tandy Newton does a great job in it. I just feel like the film itself feels kind of messy. It's also one of those films that's like stressful to watch. And so it's tough to recommend to people, where you're like, hey, do you want to be really stressed out, but like not for the greatest payoff? Actually, I'll say the ending of it is probably what saved the film for me, where I was just like, I feel satisfied by this ending for various reasons. And you'd have to watch the film to find out. But I think it's a fine watch. I'm going to give it a 3.3 out of 5. That has been it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a rating or a review, or even consider subscribing.